The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. Senate Republicans have a new affordable and comprehensive energy plan that they believe offers fair and reliable solutions to benefit all Washingtonians. I'm your host, Tracy Ellis. Three senators unveiled the Power Washington Energy Plan at a news conference. Senator Curtis King is the ranking Republican on the Senate Transportation Committee and also on the Labor, Commerce, and Tribal Affairs Committee.
With the events that have happened over the last few years and weeks, you know, massive forest fires in Washington, the challenges that freezing temperatures have presented in Texas, and the energy shortages in California that they experienced this summer, we felt like the state of Washington needs a comprehensive plan on how we could and should address the climate challenges that face us. We need to have an energy plan that is rational, reasonable, and then reliable to address our energy and climate needs. What we have been given so far is a series of dates and goals that are mostly unattainable and not at all realistic. What we have seen is a series of statements mandating all electric vehicles, eliminating natural gas, and removing dams, all of which will affect the very quality of life that we enjoy and put most of us at risk when a drastic occurrence does happen. We can address our energy needs and do it in a way that is sustainable, affordable, less disruptive, and keeps our vehicles moving and our homes and offices heated and cooled. We need a power grid that is reliable, using all sources of energy, electricity, natural gas, hydrogen, wind, solar, and modular reactors. This plan, Power Washington, is what we would like to present to you and the citizens of the state of Washington today. We can provide a reliable power grid that prevents blackouts and brownouts, but will still substantially reduce our carbon emissions. Today, we provide a series of solutions to the problems we face in our environment. I would like to highlight three of these seven solutions. Our first is to incentivize the purchase of hybrid vehicles. They are less costly, they're more reliable than a total EV, and they will not create the huge demand for electricity that an EV mandate will do. Secondly, we need to promote and expand the use of hydrogen. It is the better alternative to an all-electric for our freight haulers. Hydrogen fuel cell vehicles will provide the ease of filling up, similar to a gas-powered car, instead of waiting 30 minutes or 2 or 3 hours that it takes to recharge an EV. We must provide incentives for research and the development of hydrogen production and availability. The last item is prioritizing the capture of carbon. We need to have well-managed forests. They should be working forests, sequestering carbon and providing wood products for building. As we manage and maintain our forests, we will reduce the large amounts of carbon emitted from our forest fires every year and increase the absorption of carbon in doing so. We also need to study other plants that are able to sequester carbon. Plants like hemp, bamboo, and yes, even cucumbers.
Senator Curtis King. Senator Shelley Short is the ranking Republican on the Senate Environment, Energy, and Technology Committee.
Part of my work as ranking on the Energy and Environment Committee is really looking at how all of these programs affect reliability of our electricity and really the affordability. Look, this state is going to continue its path to eliminate carbon emissions from electricity and build out transmission in order to do that. But it is very key to remember that we need to do so reliably and affordably. From our time as a Washington state and the build out of the electricity we have today, those have been key components and they need to be today. And I think we can definitely get there as we continue to reduce emissions. But the key to this is going to be flexibility. Do you know that today that clean natural gas meets our strict emissions portfolio? Let that sink in. But yet the Clean Transformation Act, CETA, that has been passed doesn't allow that to happen. We're going to continue to meet our emissions reductions, and I know we can get there. But we need to make sure that all sources of energy, including nuclear, small modular nuclear, is available in this state, and we need to continue to build out our baseload. That baseload is what allows innovation and wind and solar and other sources of electricity to work in Washington. You know, my message is that we can do those things together, but flexibility is going to be the key in how we get there. You know, trusted organizations that we rely on in this state, such as the Northwest Power Planning and Conservation Council, have shared that the probability of increasing risk of blackout in our states is real. And again, this isn't about going backward. This is about taking the base policies that have been enacted in this state and do our work to make sure that reliability and affordability are there as we continue to innovate. I'm confident we can get there.
Senate Republican Leader John Braun also spoke at the unveiling of the Power Washington Energy Plan.
We need to have a plan that gets after issues like this, that the people of Washington can truly afford to get behind and not run people out of our state because they can't afford to live here. You know, we talk a lot about energy. We talk a lot about the environment. And sometimes in politics, we get the sense that these are partisan issues. I would submit to you that they're not. These are issues that people care about deeply, both Democrats and Republicans, both sides of the aisle. We may have different approaches, but I don't think there should be any question that we care about these challenges, and we want to get after them in a way that solves our problems more effectively. And I think that's what you see here. And I'm not going to go into the details, but as you read through the Power Washington program, the seven initiatives that Curtis mentioned, highlight, but if you dig in, there's substantive ideas in each of those that will help improve the state of Washington. Specific bills, and we have a few here today that you can take with you and read, bills that help us lead on nuclear energy, help us lead on carbon sequestration, help us, you know, make sure the cap and trade program as enacted doesn't run people out of the state because it's unaffordable for people. We have things that help development, help folks get out there and afford to buy not only electric cars, but hybrid cars, perhaps even hydrogen cars someday, and invest in things like hydrogen in our state so that we have a better, cleaner future. Look, none of this is rocket science in the sense that nobody's ever thought of it before. The challenge is we're not doing anything about it. As Curtis said, we have a bunch of deadlines, but they're just aspirational. What this is real ideas, serious, thoughtful, common sense ideas that get us where we need to go. Ideas that aren't driven by activism, but driven by realism. Real ideas that will get us to the Washington our citizens deserve.
Again, that was Senator John Braun, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.